Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be discussing the 2025 starting grid and the rookie rumors. We'd like to first thank our listener, Matthew in Woodbridge, for your message asking us to tackle today's topic. And we'd like to shout out to all our Canadian fans a quick thank you for helping us grow the F1 community here in Canada. So, one of the major changes we're going to see from 2024 to 2025 is the starting grid. 2024 starting grid started with no rookies and no driver swaps. There were no changes at all. But 2025, we have five rookies coming in and four driver swaps. Hamilton's going to Ferrari, Sainz to Williams, Ocon to Haas, and Hülkenberg's going to Sauber. But let's first really address the big social media debate right now. Are there five or six rookies this season? So the five rookies, Antonelli with Mercedes, Behrman with Haas, Bortoleto with Sauber, Doohan with Alpine, and Hajars with VCarb. We have seen a lot of debate about whether Lawson should be included to this list as the sixth rookie. But after some discussion here, we have decided we will not be including Lawson on our rookie discussion list today because Lawson was registered as a full-time driver when he replaced Ricciardo and he was allowed to choose a number. And due to this designation as a full-time driver, we feel he's no longer classified as a rookie. So we will be leaving him out of today's discussions. Okay, so moving forward now, the current contracts for the rookies are Antonelli has been signed to the end of 2025, Behrman to the end of 2026, Bortoleto to the end of 2026 with the stipulation of at least until the end of 2026. Doohan has been signed until the end of 2025 and Hajar until the end of 2025. Now we're going to dive into the much talked about all over social media discussion of Doohan and Calapinto. So there's a lot of speculation that Doohan has only been contracted for the first six races or first quarter of the season. And there's a bit of speculation that if his performance is enough in those six races, he is expected to stay at Alpine. But if not, he will be replaced by the newly signed test and reserve driver, Franco Calapinto. And this has caused quite the divide between F1 fans. So let's first look at the two sides of the debate here. Firstly, F1 is not a feeder series. If Doohan is not believed and cannot get the job done, someone else will. But is six races enough to, is it even really a fair chance to let him get accustomed to driving the F1 car and really show his true potential? Or is six races just enough to really set him up for failure? Because even if we look at the signing of Calapinto as the Alpine reserve driver, it was somewhat unexpected because they already had two reserve drivers signed. And Alpine is speculated to have paid a significant fee of over $10 million to break Calapinto's contract with Williams. So is the fee that they paid to break his contract, does that make it unlikely that Calapinto will be sidelined for long? That's a lot of money to spend on a reserve driver, especially a third reserve driver. And there is some debate that maybe Doohan was signed on a bit of a whim because Alpine signed him before Calapinto even made his F1 debut. Alpine was ninth in the standings. Their car was quite questionable when he was signed. And we've seen many discussions around the discussion of had Alpine waited until Calapinto had made his debut, would Doohan actually have been signed at all? And then we've also seen on the other side the argument that if Doohan can't deliver, is Calapinto actually the answer? There's a lot of people out there that believe he was overhyped, that he got found out last season racing. He's accident prone. Many remain unconvinced about whether or not Colapinto actually would be the viable replacement for Doohan. So Colapinto has signed a 5-year deal with Alpine, according to his manager, but is he truly a viable alternative? The amount of money that Alpine paid to break his contract really is, we've seen the quote, a decision that is made for a generational talent. And really, one can argue that Colapinto is not that. So he did show great speed when he replaced Sargeant, but he did have a really tough end to the season. Too many crashes, and the big teams like Red Bull in particular had lost their initial interest in him. So what is part of Colapinto's appeal then? He has substantial sponsorships behind him. He has a huge social media following. After the announcement of his signing with Alpine, Alpine saw their Instagram followers jump from 2.6 million to 4.2. So maybe it has more to do with what sponsorship he'll bring in and what fan base he'll bring with him. Alpine did initially say that their driver lineup wasn't their immediate priority when they signed Doohan, and that they couldn't sign the best drivers until they had provided a more competitive car. And with them delivering that more competitive car towards the end of the 2024 season, Alpine seems now to have been caught up in trying to sign one of F1's hottest properties in Colapinto. I truly feel that Alpine was never truly enthusiastic or showed much faith in Doohan's potential, and he may not get a fair shot in F1. In no scenario has there been such a long or expensive contract signed with a reserve driver, and this truly puts Doohan in a tough situation because he will need to match Gasly or even outperform him in order to make replacing him more difficult. So it does truly seem to be a matter of when and not if Colapinto will come in to replace Doohan. Doohan's chances of finishing the season at Alpine do unfortunately appear quite low. So with that discussion happening, we also would like to put our predictions out for who will be the rookie of the year. And really, we've kind of gone back and forth on this debate here and said, will it come down to how good the cars are? We do feel that maybe Antonelli has made his move to F1 a little too early, but he does have the advantage of a better car. Behrmann has been looking really strong during his rookie track test with Haas, and Bartoletto is going to have a tough fight ahead of him, especially since Antonelli has the better car. But on the other hand, expectations for him will be low. He'll just have to match Hülkenberg's points. And if he can do that, he'll have quite an impressive debut season, in our opinion. Barletto boasts the best junior career out of all 5 rookies, and he just may be able to maintain that hype and momentum coming into his F1 season. We don't feel that any of the rookies will outperform any of their teammates head-to-head this season, but we do feel that Barletto will come the closest to matching their teammates. But will it be enough for him to beat out Antonelli, who may just finish ahead of the other rookies in the drivers' championships due to having the better car, if he can avoid the crashes? So we feel that Rookie of the Year is going to come down to Bartoletto or Antonelli. And we'd love to hear who you think it's going to be.